Joining me on Cardio's Afternoon News, two very special people. I think we can be confident we'll bring a little peace to your life. If you're a couple that's stressing right now over everything going on with coronavirus, there's a lot to stress about. I want to introduce now Bob and Ian Goss. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Ted. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
It's a real privilege. Bob, we got talking about this not too terribly long ago. And it's time to have the chat, isn't it?
I think it is. We might be a few weeks a few weeks removed when we should have had the chat. But anyway, it's now's the time.
Bob, let's have you and Ian introduce yourself briefly and talk about your ministry and your background a little bit. And then let's talk about how we can help couples who are listening today sort of cope with all the stress.
Well, Ted, we really have a passion for helping people step into chaos so that their marriages don't simply survive, but they truly thrive.
And where our passion comes from is a few years into our marriage, some 32 years ago now. We've been married 35 and a half years, but two or three years into that marriage, I created a bunch of chaos in our relationship. And fortunately, Ian was willing to hang in there with me and my wet behind the ears young punk attitude and work through it. And it just through that, we see that marriages can survive. They can be great. They can be fun. And we can be best friends. And as a result of that, we've over the last number of years started working with a lot of couples that are just struggling with things. And we decided to just get more proactive with it.
And that's what this is all about, is stepping into chaos. And at a time when we need to be strong for each other as couples, we also need to be able to give our partner strength. It's kind of an interesting dynamic.
Absolutely. And we talk a lot about intentionality. And I think when we get so busy in the chaos of life, we are not intentional about really speaking into our spouse's life and helping them. So we really want people to pull together rather than push apart.
As couples, what should we be looking for as identifiers? Maybe we've kind of sunk into a state of we're overstressed and, you know, it's kind of like the frog being boiled very slowly. Maybe that happens to couples, and maybe we need a little jolt to wake us up. What would we be looking for to know that we need to get a little help?
Well, I think one of the things is we get to just normally, if life is normal for us, we just get involved in the business of the day and the business of kids if we have kids and that kind of thing. And it really begins to come between us. And I think it's to be one thing we talk about in a weekend thing we do is to remember, to reengage and to reimagine. And I think we forget who we met and why we met and why we fell in love and decided to step into this adventure of marriage. And it's time, especially now, I think this is a great opportunity to, you know, schedule some time together, a coffee break. You may be working at home now. Ian and I are. She's a teacher right now, kind of a day job, and I have a business. But we're working the house together, so we have an opportunity to take a coffee break together, schedule a meal together, or be creative with maybe a stay date together since we have to stay home now. But talk around those things of remembering when you met, why you fell in love, when you got engaged, what does that look like? Maybe re-engage now after you're married, and then reimagine. Maybe your marriage hasn't been what you thought it would be, but so take the time now, just take a breath, put a stake in the ground, and reimagine what that marriage can be.
Ian?
Yes. Tonight, for example, we have set up a place in our home for a romantic dinner and a candlelit dinner. We're going to go get takeout from a local restaurant to try to help out our local restaurant and just bring it home and do something different than we normally do. And I think that's a big part of kind of reengaging with your spouse is do something you wouldn't normally do. Take a walk.
Yeah. Hold hands. Do the little things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in times like this.
No social distancing with your spouse.
Yeah.
No. I just realized I almost broke a law there, but you know what? We're married. Come on. Bob and Ian, the two of you are truly wonderful souls. You are counselors, and the world you're in is all about stepping into that chaos, encouraging couples to go there and come from that place in much better stead than they are right now. And certainly the issues we're having in the world right now with coronavirus and things are added stressors. And I think you've just given some folks some great ideas to, as you say, reimagine, reconnect, do the candlelight dinner, pour a bath, hold hands. Talk about the days when you first got married. Why did you do this? Yeah, wonderful, wonderful ideas and thoughts to get us thinking back together as couples and bring us closer.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Website or contact information for the two of you, if you are able to offer and help right now?
Sure. A couple of emails. bg@bobgoss.com. That would be my email, bg@bobgoss.com. Or Ian, which is ENNE@bobgoss.com. Or you can go to www.bobgoss.com. That's BOBGOSS. And there's you scroll down on that the page there, and there's a place to reach out and contact us, and we'd be happy to just chat.
Bob and Ian Goss, absolutely. Stepping into chaos. Thank you both for spending a couple of minutes here offering wonderful ways for us to reconnect.
Well, thank you,
Ted. Thank you, Ted.